All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today I have Stephanie David all the way from Hawaii. So welcome to the show.
Hi.
Pumped to have you here. So to start us off, tell us a little bit about yourself and then we'll dive into the questions.
My name is Steph. I've been an educator, a literacy educator for about 10 years, health educator for 5. And on the side, I'm a mom and a bodybuilder and entrepreneur, and I also have 34 food allergies.
34 food. All right. Well, I'm allergic to pollen, and that one knocks me out sometimes. So I can't imagine. And that's not a food, obviously. But 34. What's like the most? What's your worst one?
Legumes and wheat, dairy. Typically, I tested like 5 for this in the same category. So I just realized I just need to stay away from certain categories of food.
Got it. Okay. That's kind of a lot, but I feel like a lot. So like wheat and dairy, typically unhealthy stuff. I think I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Anybody listening, but that almost helps. I feel that's almost a good allergy. Maybe.
Yeah. It's helpful when you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you don't know, then it's bad. So, but either way, thanks for the introduction. We like to start off, get to know you a little bit more. So we want to hear a story. So what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Oh, yeah. You hit me with a hard one first. I read that. I don't like to ruffle any feathers. Ironically, the only argument that I've gotten into was with a priest in the 7th grade. Mm-hmm. I didn't argue with the priest. The priest had said something like inappropriate, and everyone was just listening to this priest and had told everyone to just like stand up, sit down in the name of the church. And I just didn't understand what the point of it was. And I was like the only kid who kept just standing and waiting for the situation to stop. And then long story long, after some extremely traumatizing minutes, it got extremely joyful and was like, that's the point. Don't let anyone tell you like crazy things. You need to stand your ground and be your own person. I was crying by the time this happened and all the kids were like cheering and thought it was a wonderful lesson. I thought it was the most traumatizing event ever.
That's awesome. Wait, how old were you again?
7th grade. Like the, you know, middle school is the worst time to really like, you're like trying to figure out who you are and not really make any noise. And there's like the priest who was like, no, be exactly who you are. Don't even let a person of the church tell you.
Well, it was, so it definitely impacted you. I like that.
Yeah. It shook me up real good.
So the next one I got for you is, what's the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Going back, because of my food allergies, and I didn't find out until my mid-20s, I was misdiagnosed with a lot of different like diverticulitis and ulcers, and I knew it was impossible because I was trying to eliminate all these foods. Long story long, I would say once someone gets to a point where they feel crazy, like they just don't know what's going on with their body, whether it's health or fitness or wellness, Best advice is to find some kind of tracking system that allows you to see, okay, I've been working at this for 4 weeks. My threshold for working independently is gone. I now need help.
Got it. So did you, just in case it could help anybody listening, did you find like a tracking system or a company online, or did you find like an individual?
Oh, great. I got my master's in creativity theory and mind mapping because I was going crazy. There's a few online. The free one that's really good is the 5 Habit Tracker, and that's more about like in winning every day, like doing 5 things towards yourself every day. But when I interviewed a bunch of doctors and gym owners, when they talked about like health and wellness, the magic number for like tracking was 12 weeks. And so that's kind of long in the nutrition game, but like if you're doing something for 12 weeks and you're not getting anywhere, like it's time you go and ask for like a professional for some help, my opinion.
Oh yeah, for sure. So my next one for you is, what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily.
If I could, Tyler, I would be a nerdy, boring English teacher for the rest of my life. I'm a reluctant entrepreneur. I could not help myself once I found out that a bunch of adults were struggling. My students kept telling me like, oh, my mom and my grandma need to hear what you're saying. And I would say the best piece of advice is for a reluctant entrepreneur like myself who doesn't have a background in business. Once you find someone who has similar values and knows business, stop talking to people, like stop talking to other business people, because they're just going to like confuse and clutter the already noisy space in your brain that is freaking out about starting a business.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good point. So let's talk about your younger self. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
I would tell her to fall in love with hard work for no reason. I like always have a reason, and the reason is always super nerdy or academic, or you know, grades motivated me. My grandmother had a PhD. It's like a very academic family. But what I realize in age is like, there's always a reason. There's always a reason to work hard. And so I would tell the younger version, like, please detach yourself from the reason and just fall in love with working hard because it's fun.
It is fun. I agree. That's amazing. I love that you said that. So in your opinion, what is the key to happiness? So now we're going to get real deep.
Oh, it's simple. It's so, I mean, I live on an island with 2 grocery stores, 1 hardware store. You just always got to wake up and look forward to something, big or small. You got to wake up and you open your eyes, you take a deep breath, and every time you get up is an opportunity to be better. You got to remember that, and you can't take that for granted.
And then what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
It's a boring book. I wish it was like cooler, but I think it came more at the right time. I was like spongy for that particular message, which it was William Faulkner's As I Lay Dying.
Have you read it? No.
It's a really simple story. The mom passes, and every chapter is written from the perspective of the family member trying to organize this event. And from the husband to the 4 siblings, 1 sibling's a teenager, 1 sibling's a child, 1 sibling's a toddler. I think at one point, William Faulkner writes in the perspective of the coffin. But it just taught me that like, if I experience a situation and it's not ideal because of that book, I perhaps can interrupt that thinking and consider maybe I'm understanding the situation incorrectly, and to challenge myself to perceive the situation in like 5 to 10 different other ways.
Yeah, you know, have you ever heard of Jordan Peterson?
No, I'm writing it down though. It's a person?
Yeah, he's a psychologist, right? Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. B as
okay.
Yeah, check him out. I literally was just watching a video earlier. He's like, he's a genius. And he talked about how there's like 2 realities. There's like, you know, 1 reality, that the reality that we can see. So it's like you do something and you see the effect, you know, immediately. So it's like, you know, putting your hand on a staircase, your hand is now on the staircase, like simple. But then there's absolute reality, which is like all the little things, or maybe not little, they could be huge actually, that happen that we, our senses and stuff, we do not see, like what doing something could could then have happen 10 years from now? Or like, how have you tell one little lie right now that it doesn't seem to do anything, but it could be unbelievably profound in the effect that it has in the connected way of things. So there's like this, there's two realities, like this absolute reality that like we just, it's so unfathomable of how large it is that we just can't see it. So I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
No, that's great. Do you speak another language?
No, I don't.
If you ever get bored, you should consider, just because you said that, I feel like I'm bilingual, and I feel like most bilingual people operate in that space just because so many words can't literally translate like tit for tat. And so we operate in this like gray duality of literacy and fluency, and really struggling to make meaning out of that gray area, which is kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I never actually considered when I was younger, I tried to learn Spanish. It took 5 years of it. I also wasn't in the right mindset when I was younger to actually like care to learn it. Now I would like to learn it, so it could probably be a little easier for me. But now you've kind of just motivated me to do it, because I could see how it would open up. It's not just learning the language. It's actually opening up a more reality. So, all right, nice. Okay, and then so my next one is, what's your favorite quote and why?
It's a proverb here in Hawaii that it was one of the first that I learned. There's one similar in my native language, which is Kapungbangan. It's in the North Philippines. It's ikaolelo keola ikaolelo kamake, which translates into like there is life in words and there is death in words. And, you know, I mean, it could be taken, you know, really literal in terms of like fighting words, but like, I feel like that's really our only real gift that separates us from every other mammal, which is like the ability to create these unique recipes that create realities that connect each other to space and time. And like social media is a huge example of that. But, you know, on the other spectrum, it assumes that people have the literacy and the fluency and the love and the passion and the ability to find their voice. You know, it's extremely problematic if you don't have your voice. But if you do, then you have this responsibility and privilege to construct and weave words that really create meaning in life and inspiration to people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. You are my people. This is amazing. Have you ever heard of Alan Watts?
No, I'm Alan Watts.
Gosh, write him down. Okay. All right, well, listen, that was amazing. So thanks so much for coming on the show. Last one I got for you. I'm sure our audience would like to know, where can they best connect with you online?
I am on Instagram. Not every day, all the time, but definitely consistently. And in truth, my students, my former students, high school now in my 20s or in their 20s are my greatest motivation in terms of just like asking questions as they're adulting. And so I am there a lot and constantly putting up new content inspired by people's conversations.
Awesome. What's your Instagram tag or username?
Yes. Steph, STEPH, Steph.David, David.
Perfect. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you.